Hello, and welcome to New Business Paradigms. I'm Matt Renner, the Executive Director of the World Business Academy, and I'm here with Ronaldo Brutico, the Academy's President and Founder. The World Business Academy is a nonprofit business think tank and action incubator dedicated to transforming the consciousness of business leaders, business students, and the public at large in order to inspire business to take responsibility for the whole of society. I want to move now, Ronaldo, to our interview with Mark Morey. He's the leader for the Institute of Natural Learning, and he dedicates his time to helping business leaders achieve healthy, functioning, and self-sustaining organizational cultures by harnessing the authentic and powerful principles of nature. Mark has over 25 years' experience in this work and designs groups, events, and initiation experiences to create personal and organizational change and to create connected leadership and regenerative culture models. And he'll be explaining more of what all that means in our interview with him. Mark, are you there? Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you? And I want to welcome you because you come to the show by way of our dear friend and a fellow for many, many years of the World Business Academy, Terry Molnar, who's been a student of the Mondragon Cooperatives and other indigenous forms of economic organization. And he recommended your work to us, so we're happy to have heard about your nature-connected leadership. Could you tell us just a few minutes about the essence of what you're doing, Mark, and why people would care?
Originally, I was found back in the 90s doing corporate training, and it was successful to a point, but I was really seeking something deeper. And what I discovered in my, what seemed to be like a one-day journey ended up being a 20-year journey of what is the deepest resilience that humanity has to offer. And it quickly led me to not just the principles in nature, but the indigenous people who have thrived there for a long, long time. So in learning from directly from Native elders and different cultures around the world, I started to realize we could reboot modern culture with a lot of these principles, scaling it back to the rootstock of what is a powerful human being and what is a powerful system for culture. And so that we develop regenerative systems for living versus ones that extract and waste and basically create a decline in the very water and air that we need to live. So it's an out-of-the-box returning of the old and revamping it for the new. And there's a lot of evidence that the indigenous systems are hardy and long-lasting despite many, many difficulties and traumas they've experienced over time. So that's it in a nutshell. You know, my two offerings really that I think are high leverage for the world today, you know, and specifically for the business world is regenerative practices for leadership, including the old practice of leadership initiation. And the original cultural context that I've intimately been a part of is in the early social designs when youth were heading into adulthood, they wanted to make sure the elders wanted to make sure that those future leaders were going to have the whole in mind. And I see right on the top of your website, you know, taking responsibility for the whole. Well, that is an ancient cultural practice, rite of passage, initiation into taking responsibility. And so there's very specific constructs in those ceremonies that actually inform the individual about how they actually are all connected. And so they can't help but act in accordance with that because that becomes part of their value system.
Mark, you know, I'm just curious, in your work, that implies that you use some sort of ritual as well as traditional speaking to your audience.
That's right. So, you know, storytelling is one cultural method for sharing values, you know, hero stories about people who've made the journey come out the other side, and it's inspiring. You know, we could tell a story about Ray Anderson and his journey of becoming a connected leader and being aware of the natural world through the ecology of commerce that Tal Hawken wrote. That's a very powerful modern story.
By the way, Ray now deceased, of course, but was for many years until he died a member of the Academy and came to several of our meetings for us to talk about his journey up what he used to call Mount Sustainability. And I think he's an incredible representative of what business could be in its best form.
He's a really great example for me because he also not just has a sense of himself, you know, like what have I done, but also of the natural world, which is one of the pieces that I think has moved to the side, it's become extraneous. And we've seen in children today that it's actually costing them a lot. The less and less children are brought outside, the less resilient they become. And actually, the less smarter they become in school. And so they're actually not producing healthy, strong, vibrant young learners anymore because of the lack of nature connection. It's biting us. Anyhow, so returning to nature, the context is, in nature, is the context of initiation. And you can consider it an off-site retreat.
Just to go into your formula, I believe what you do is you do like a kind of an introductory thing for people that's fairly inexpensive, where they can experience a beginning like view of your work, right? You do like an afternoon or something, and then if people exactly. like that experience, then they sign up for what, a 2 or 3 day program.
Exactly.
Yeah, and aren't you based in the UK?
I'm actually based in Vermont, but I do work in Europe and California. I'll be in California in January.
Okay.
Coming up doing a tour about this.
Yeah, and will you be all over the state, or are you just going to one part of it?
I'm going to start in Santa Barbara for one of those intro talks, and then go up to St. Louis Obispo for a whole evening, and then San Francisco for a talk up there at one of the Impact Hubs.
Oh, great. I'm sure we'll definitely want to say hi when you come through. And if people want to line up for those talks, if they want to go to the introductory one particularly, just get a flavor for this, give your website where they can go to let you know they're interested, would you, Mark?
Absolutely. The website is aconnectedleader.com.
Yeah. And the reason I thought you were based in Europe is many, many years ago, I got connected with Schumacher College, and I saw that on your website.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great respect for it.
I just got invited to go there. You know, they like bringing on thought leaders to experiment with their edge work. And I said, all right, well, here's what I want to do. I want to take deep indigenous principles and transfer them into a modern business leadership setting. And they said, great, let's do it.
Great. Well, that's
and
a great,
phenomenal.
It's a great outfit.
Sorry?
It's a great outfit, Schumacher.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great context for learning, and people came from all over the world. They have such an international audience. And, you know, the participants were still doing some follow-up calls, and the work they're doing in their workplace and in their communities is phenomenal. So I really know this works. There's a woman who is an indigenous woman from New Guinea who ended up marrying Scotsman and became part of the British government and is consulting on climate change in Indonesia. And her mission is to stop deforestation, a virgin forest down there. She's working with the native people from the original villages that she's from. But she's been lost because she doesn't know how to make a difference in the system, because she said every member from the indigenous people through the levels of government are all enslaved by the process. And so after the course, she said, this is what's been missing for me. These indigenous mentoring technologies that you're offering me are going to speak directly to the people there and empower leadership at every level and not wait for the upper levels to pass policy. She's ignited and inspired, and she's got a path. So we're going to be working on the front lines of that work through the actual systems that originally inspired these teachings in the first place. So it's amazing to get that back and
Mark,
protect those virgin forests.
Mark, this is Matt. When we spoke ahead of time, a few times actually, you know, you gave me an example of one such technique that's used essentially as a peace-building technique ahead of any kind of deep conversation interactions between tribes. Can you talk a little bit about that and how it interacts with the possible or the C-level business culture, and how we can build those types of ceremonies into our interactions?
Absolutely. There's several models that I've been working with over the years, and one of them is a map of cultural elements that are common in a lot of indigenous societies around the world, and these are elements that promote connection and relationship. And anytime there's connection and relationship processes in place, you have a more resilient group, community, team, because you have a diversity of resources and networks going on. So it's opposite of the silo or the guild effect. So these practices are cultural in that they're somewhat invisible, but they establish bonds around values and people. So one of these is called a greeting custom. And examples of greeting customs happen at the edges and the beginnings of things. So one example is between territories. If somebody was was entering into a village, there'd be a pause there, and two people would go through an extensive process of several hours of sharing story with each other and listening to story and finding out who they are through their experiences before they would even cross further into the village where their women were and the more sensitive aspects of their culture. That threshold can definitely be transferred to environments where we don't go straight to the transaction, but we stop and meet the person. Who are you? What are you bringing? What do you value? And here's who I am. So that practice is longstanding. And another version of that comes from the Haudenosaunee, which is the Iroquois people of the Northeast. They've had a 1,000-year history of democracy before even the United States government, which is where Ben Franklin learned, you know, the earlier design of the American Constitution and informed Thomas Jefferson around that. So the Haudenosaunee have very powerful peacemaking practices and strong governance systems. And what one of their rules of thumb is before any agreements get made and any policies are going to be decided, they have this ritual called the words before all else. And it's a long word, and that's what it translates to, the words before all else. And it's a practice of gratitude, of giving thanks for all the things that they are dependent on and interdependent with. And if they didn't have those, they might die. So this is like the clean water, right? The soil, the air we breathe, all the animals and plants that sustain us. And in that consciousness, they're doing that on a totally interwoven basis with the governance systems and policies that they're creating as a confederation.
Well, I got to tell you, Mark, I'm really excited about learning more about this myself. Sorry, go ahead. Did I cut you off?
That's okay. I was just saying, how's that landing?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds exactly like what the world needs in healing our relationships and making sure that we're intentionally creating peaceful relationships and interactions. I would really like to make sure that our listeners know how to connect with you. And I'm looking forward to coming in and hearing what you have to say more in person. This is all very exciting, and it's what the Academy has been about for 27 years. So the tools and the new approach is something that I'm definitely looking forward to.
And I just want to point out, I read up a little bit, Mark, and I want to just hit the four things that I saw that are really key elements of the work you do, which is teaching people how to unhook from the limiting self. And I think we all could use some work on that. Reconnecting with the wholeness of nature, reforming a new coherent worldview and mission as opposed to the one we have, which is fractured, and integration and application of transformation. You know, to me, word transformation, I don't take lightly. I don't think it's something we just throw out as a buzzword. I think transformation implies that we really are ready to be something different in order to do something different. And I'm glad you were able to join us on our show. Hope people go to your website. You want to give it one more time, Mark, and then we're going to have to move on.
Yes, it's aconnectedleader.com.
Aconnectedleader.com. Great, and I'll stick a link in the email so people can find you, Mark. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks very much for having me.
Great talking with you.
All the work you do in the world.
Appreciate it, Mark.
All the best.
Excellent.
Okay, so Mark Morey, and he's coming here in January, right?
Yeah, he'll be in Santa Barbara in January and in the Bay Area after that, and I'll make sure and include a link for everyone who gets our email.
And you know, we should talk to Dr. Brown and see that he makes sure our friends in San Luis Obispo know he's coming there, too.
Absolutely.